Blog Talk Radio.
For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. Yes, I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love for me.
Hello, everybody. Well, this is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, God's love will never fail me. Do you know the wonderful Heavenly Father God, Jehovah, today? Well, I will help you to know him. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ. And you can go to our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can see our ministry, the missions that we do. Also, join the Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College, and it's free. It is a two-year course, and I would be honored if you would join the college and let us teach you the Word of God. The first semester is on Who is Jesus? And it is a wonderful, wonderful series. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us today, as our theme song is God's Love Will Never Fail. God's love never fails you. I want to share today about his love, about having confidence in him. You know, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says, now that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love him, the Father God, because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. And I know there are challenges, there are hurts in this world, but you know, Jesus said himself, there will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because he overcame this world. If we live in him and trust in him, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us first. Amen. 1 John 4, 19. Now I'm going to jump around a little bit. So write this down and maybe refer to it later. It's in the book of Micah. I love this little prophet, this book. This is so wonderful. And it's Micah 7, verse 7. That's easy to remember. 7:7 in the book of Micah. It's it's after Amos, all those little books towards the end of the Old Testament. It's after Amos, before Nahum. But anyway, this is Micah 7:7, And thank you again for joining us. Whether you're across the world, in Pakistan, India, Austria, Australia, God's love never fails us. He never changes. Micah 7:7 says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. I love that verse. My God will hear me. We have a living God, not some idol, some dead person, but a living God that hears you. And he lives within you. Romans 5:5, he shed his love abroad in our hearts. He lives within us. Therefore, where I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. That salvation there in the, in the Hebrew means prosperity, victory, safety, deliverance. Wait is to trust, to remain in him, to watch, to hope. I will look, watch, and hope in the blessings of God. It's a faith lifestyle. You must stay in faith. And you say, well, Reverend Robin, how do I do that? That's by reading the word of God, praying, spending time with him, fellowshipping with the Father. That is living by faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. It's the walk of faith. You don't just try it. I have heard people say, oh, this season has been so hard, but I'm here. I'm going on. God wants you to have a life and life more abundantly. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Have confidence in the Lord. As Pastor Gibran's favorite scripture, Psalms 118, verse 18, it's, I'd rather have confidence or trust in the Lord than confidence in man. Trust in him. My scripture is Proverbs 3, chapter 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord, all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. There is nothing that the Father God won't do for you. He loves you. He wants you to trust in him. In back in 1 John, we're going to go to chapter 5 now. And verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? Who can overcome the world, in other words, he's saying? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus. If you don't know the Lord, just right now, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me and my sins. Come into my life. Thank you for forgiving me of all my wrongs, of all my sin. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I confess you right now as my living Savior and my Lord in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for eternal life through you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for sending your Son. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen. And that's all it takes. Now read the word of God. Find Christians to fellowship with. Go to church. Find a good church that believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that teaches you to be empowered through Jesus, because he gave you everything. In 1 John 5, in verses 14 and 15, and this is the confidence, this is the faith, this is the knowing that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will is the word of God. That's why you have to study it to know what that will, that testament is for you. If you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Like back in Micah 7:7, my God hears me. He's my God, personal. He knew you before the depths of this world. According to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, if we know, if we believe, if we have faith that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. I want to encourage you, God's love will never fail. Trust in him today. Believe in him. He loves us. God bless you today. Father, bless the people that are listening to your word. For your love never fails us. Encourage them, Holy Spirit, that are down. I lift them. I send your word to heal them. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles. Lord, bless them. Your joy, your love, your goodness. It's all about you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining Apostle Robin, the one and only, as I say, because you are the one and only. Let us hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. God is blessing the world today as we continue to travel around the world where God sends us. But anyway, have a great day and God bless you.